seat, nearly suffocate her with embraces, and then one of them would urge the others, "Let's go down to the beach."
"Not until we unload the trunk," their father invariably objected.
"First things first," their grandmother always countered. "They've got their priorities straight, Jimmy. They've said hello to me, and now they've got to go say hello to the bay. You were the same way when you were a boy. You'd race off, and I wouldn't see you again until supper time. The unpacking can wait." By the time they'd get back, their father would have already emptied the trunk and taken their suitcases to their rooms for them. "He was as happy as Nana was that we were so excited to see the beach again," Jill realized, overcome with loneliness. It had been 9 years since she'd lost her mother. Her father had died from a heart attack 6 years ago now, and Nana had passed away in March. Because Jill's sisters hadn't arrived on the island yet, there was no one there for her to embrace. No one there to embrace her. She couldn't face going into Nana's empty home by herself, so she trekked up the driveway and followed the crushed shell path around the house. In contrast to the flat, neat rectangle of tree-shaded lawn in the front yard, the sandy backyard was a wild composition of beech grass and beech plum, bayberry and bearberry, sea lavender and seaside goldenrod. In the right-hand corner, an ever-spreading thicket of wild roses filled the air with its sweet fragrance. Jill surveyed it all, but she didn't stop walking until she'd reached the upper platform of the wooden staircase leading down a steep dune to a private beach where the water nearly lapped the dunes at high tide and receded at least a quarter mile at low. Right now, it was coming in. The sweep of royal blue water was crinkled by a gentle breeze and fringed in white along its edges. Some 10 yards to the south, a dense patch of seagrass swayed with the nearly imperceptible motion of the tide, but the surface was otherwise unbroken from here to the horizon and beyond. "I'm back," she whispered to the seascape, a tradition she'd practiced ever since she was a young girl. "I've really missed you." It felt like forever since she and her sisters had returned to Nana's place, even though it had only been 3 years. Prior to this lapse, they'd always spent at least 2 weeks together there every summer. Often they stayed longer, depending on their individual schedules. But 3 years ago, Nana had fallen and broken her hip. Afterward, she'd had to move out of her off-island duplex so she could move into an assisted living facility. It was so costly, she'd had to lease out her summer place on Seabreeze Lane to year-round tenants. Even then, she'd barely been able to cover her expenses, but she was more concerned that her granddaughters had to cancel their annual vacation to the island. "I feel terrible about this," she'd cried. "You girls love getting together at my place in the summer, and so do your families. And I loved having all of you there with me." Jill's heart cracked a little at the memory of her elderly relative. Only thinking of her family, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, even when she'd gone through so much pain and upheaval. Jill, at 39, was single. Or, as some people annoyingly put it, she was still single. As if she needed a reminder that she was behind schedule. 41-year-old Brooke and 43-year-old Rachel were both married with teenage children. And their husbands and kids enjoyed going to Hope Haven as much as Rachel and Brooke did. But the three women insisted the most important priority was that their grandmother's healthcare needs were being met. "Renting out your home year-round is a necessity, Nana. There's nothing to feel bad about on our account," Rachel had told her during one of their four-way video chats. "Rachel's right. We love vacationing together at Seabreeze Lane, and we'll miss going there, but we want you to do whatever it takes to recover," Jill had agreed, "and we'll still all come to visit you in Worcester."
"It's only for a year or two.
Once your health is improved, and you're caught up financially?"